Howdy, wrestling fans. Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com here with staff writer Nick Valenti, here to discuss this year's WrestleMania card. So, Nick, right off the bat, you excited about WrestleMania this year?
No, not really. Like the past, you know, about 5, 10, maybe 15 WrestleManias, I haven't really been excited. Just not what it used to be. I think it's all a gimmick now. And I think they all kind of suck, so... basically for little kids now, so it's, you know, it's not what it used to be. Like back in the day with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, that's, you know, that was WrestleMania.
I mean, even to me, like when Bret Hart was like headlining with like Stone Cold, those were like great WrestleManias.
Those were awesome classics.
Even The Rock and Hogan was a great, you know, 17 was a pretty good WrestleMania, you know. But yeah, you're right. They haven't been the same in quite some time. I wouldn't go as far back as 15 years, but I would say at least easy 5.
I was a little exaggerating there.
But yeah, they haven't been as good. So basically what we're going to do in this audio piece here is we're going to go up and down the card and we're going to share our thoughts on all the matches. So starting first, before we even get started, I mean, because of this 8-man tag match, there's no U.S. title defense, and because of the 4-way Divas match, there's no Divas Championship being defended, and also, void from the card, is a tag team title match. Tag team wrestling used to be such a big part of the WWE. It's completely absent in TNA now, and it's completely dead in WWE. I mean, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, too, but now it's like two schmoes, like, hey, tag me in. No, tag me in. They run around the ring for like 5 minutes and then they take you. It's a joke.
They just basically, like, I mean, the way I feel right now is they just try and, like, they're throwing shit up against the wall. They're trying to get, like, any two people. Primo and Epico are a good tag team, and Rosa Mendez is, you know, she's gorgeous.
She can make me chilly any day.
But, I mean, there's just no. I can't believe this has got to be, like, one of the first WrestleManias ever where there's no tag team title defense.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, tag team's a big part of wrestling, and, you know. It doesn't really have that spice to it this year, and which really sucks because, you know, there's been a lot of great tag teams in the past, and now it's like, all right, man, just fuck the tag team. We don't need it anymore. So that's going to be a big loss for this this huge event.
Absolutely. So first match on the card, Kelly Kelly and Extras Maria Menounos versus Divas Champion Beth Phoenix, a personal favorite of Nick Valenti's, and the ever-luscious... Eve Torres.
Another one of my personal favorites.
What do we think of this match? Can we expect a lot in this match?
It's going to last for 3 seconds. Literally. I think it's going to end in disqualification. I think Chelsea Handler is going to come out and smack each and every single one of them. She's going to fart in their face and then she's going to leave the ring. And that's how the match is going
to
end.
I would love Karma to come back in this match.
She'll be back too. She'll be back for 1 second.
Ugh. I would love Karma to, like, literally come in and just take all four of them out.
Because the last time we saw her, Royal Rumble, right? And then, you know.
Yeah, she was in Royal Rumble.
Yeah, she came back for, like, that minute, and then.
Yeah, and she looked good.
Yeah, she did.
You know, somebody that just had a baby.
Oh, yeah, God bless.
You know, absolutely. But, I mean, there's just nobody in the Divas division that's, like, even remotely interesting. I mean, Beth Torres, you hear me? I'm splicing.
Yeah, they're related.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix can go. She's a good wrestler. Natty Neidhart, still to me, is the best worker in the, like, in the women's division, in the Divas division. But, I mean, Kelly Kelly is gorgeous, but she's just not fun to watch. Eve Torres is, like, a good combination of the two. She's pretty, and she can wrestle, but she's a horrible actress.
Oh, terrible. She does that flip once in a while, but she starts to get all stylish. I mean,
yeah.
It works sometimes, but after all, it gets pretty played out. So,
yeah.
Got a couple of new moves there.
So you remember, like, a couple of months ago, the whole thing that went on with her and Zack Ryder, with the car, the wheel is busted, and he's changing the tire as Kane is chasing them, and she's just like,
oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible. Like, I've seen better acting in pornos.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I could
not realistic at all.
Just unbelievable. Yeah, so you're saying that match goes 3 seconds?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
I'm saying it goes about 2 minutes, and I see Maria Menounos getting the pin on Eve. I don't know how. I think it's going to be pretty boring overall.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a total waste and a total throwaway match.
Speaking of boring, Randy Orton versus Kane.
Oh, God.
I mean, Randy Orton's not over now. He's kind of insignificant. He's one of the best wrestlers in WWE.
He is. He's got a lot of energy. You know, I mean, I like his character now. Even though he's a good guy, I think he plays a better bad guy. But, I mean, this whole story with him and Kane, I think it's decent. Not great. But I think when all said and done, I think Randy Orton ends up taking it.
I think it's just one of those things where it's like Kane couldn't work well with Cena for some reason. That angle just went to shit.
Yeah, it was stupid.
So then they're like, all right, let's try him.
Like, what, you mingle all of a sudden?
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing like the Von Erich claw.
Yeah, come on.
So it's like,
off that mask.
He doesn't work well with Cena. And
you know, a mask on top of a mask? Would you get a third mask to go over that mask?
And he looks like the Predator with that thing
on. Yeah, it's like,
you
know? Where you going?
He's got the fake hair.
Moron. He's got the fake wig again.
Like,
it's like, all right, we know it's fake.
I know professional wrestling is all about, you know, suspending belief, disbelief, you know? Yeah. But it's like, we know he's bald.
Yeah. Even when he took it off, I started laughing. I thought I saw Doink.
Little kids were like, why does Kane have hair?
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
I know.
So, I mean, he can still wrestle. He's still in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, that aggression that, like, as part of his character was pretty cool. So, like, you could tell, like, I mean, he's not quite as when he first got introduced as Kane.
Yeah.
You know, with him on the table. Yeah, that stupid thing.
he's like one of the guys on the smoking commercials.
Yeah.
Let's smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, that's what you get when you smoke, you fucking moron.
You sound like Kane.
Things are never going to be the same again.
Fucking retard. So, yeah, you can take that and shove it up his ass, but, I mean, he still has that aggression, but still, it's like, it's played out.
I think this is going to be one of the better matches on the card, but it's just not
good. It'll be a good match. I think it'll last quite a while, too.
I think it's going to be like a good 15-minute match.
Yeah, they'll go back and forth.
So, maybe we might even see some blood in this match, just because these guys got some history, in a way. Yeah. They got a little violent, backstory that they have in this angle anyway.
Right.
Should be interesting. Should definitely be a better match than the first.
Absolutely.
So now next we got Team Teddy Long Player versus...
I'm going to tell you something, Player. That guy's like 60 years old. You got to stop using that word.
And I love how they have him hooking up with Oksana. It's like, that's like every like old guy's dream to find like a young like, you know, Russian woman like willing to...
Especially the Guineas on 18th Avenue. You know how they roll. Hey, Bella, you look very nice today. Ooh, what is your name? Pasquale.
Oh, man, versus Johnny Ace, you know, John Laurinaitis.
Yeah, Johnny Douchebag.
Who's just easily one of the most...
He needs a Ricola.
I know, his voice... And the thing is...
Today's match is gonna be...
If you listen to him on the Legion of Doom documentary...
Drink some fucking tea with honey, you fuck.
He doesn't sound that bad.
You sound fucking retarded.
It's like he's going down deep. He's like going to Randy Orton levels, that place that only he knows,
like
kind of thing.
Throat's on fire.
This looks like a complete mismatch, too. You've got Jack Swagger, Drew McIntyre, Dave Otunga, Mark Henry, Dolph Ziggler, and The Miz versus Booker. I haven't wrestled a decent match in 10 years. Great Khali, who can barely walk.
Yeah.
R-Truth, who will be too busy chasing after imaginary Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Santino Morello, who's playing with sock puppets. Yeah. Kofi Kingston, who can actually go. And Zack Ryder, who's trying to act his way out of a paper bag.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen here. This could either be a really fun 12-man tag or just a disaster.
Oh, it's going to be awful. You got a nemesis now with the sock puppet. It's going to be somebody else. Probably Mick Foley will come out, and Mr. Socko. They'll go at it like they did in Royal Rumble.
Oh, but that would be awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
I don't know. I think, like, if somebody comes in and costs them that match, it would be great.
What I can see is Booker T is going to break his hip while doing the spinaroonie.
He's not that far off, man. I want to just touch base on a couple of things. Like, Christian is not wrestling in for Team Johnny because he was kayfabe injured by CM Punk on Raw.
Thank God. I don't want to see him.
I love Christian. I think he's a great wrestler. He's not relevant right now. He's kind of boring.
Yeah, very boring.
You see his hair on Raw?
Nah.
He looked like he was getting like a school picture taken. He's got like long hair. It was like brushed to the side. Like the same thing that Swagger is doing lately. They got like the freaking Beaver Cleaver haircut.
I saw it. What is this?
Yeah, it's like the Beaver Cleaver haircut, man. It's terrible. But I just want to say too, man, about Dave Otunga, man. Dave Otunga, man, is just like one decent angle away from being like really big, man. He's got the perfect build.
Right.
He's got a couple of good moves in his arsenal. He's still a little green, but I mean, he needs this angle bad. He needs this angle to go over well. So,
he's really good. I mean, his gimmick is a little boring, but the man could go.
So like, I feel like Ziggler.
He abused Ezekiel Jackson a few times. So
that's not saying much because Ezekiel Jackson is like an African American Lex Luger. He's like big for nothing, not very talented, like in the ring.
Uh-huh.
But he's a powerhouse.
Yeah. You know?
So, but I really think the guys on Team Johnny, like Ziggler, The Miz, Swagger, are really going to have to hold this one down. And like, I'm hoping that we see a lot of like R-Truth and like Kofi Kingston in the ring, because I mean the rest of the guys, like how much can Booker T really give? Kali's going to go in there for two or three minutes, give a couple of brain chops.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and then he's going to be like, "I'm going to do a back. No, I do not understand you."
Like, Zack Ryder is going to do a couple of woos.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, there's not going to be a lot of chain wrestling going on.
I can tell you
this,
he'll be on the cast of Jersey Shore the next season, if they have a next season.
Yeah, so. If they have a next season. Yeah. I heard he got Snooki pregnant.
Oh, he did, huh? Yeah, the baby's going to come out with the hair and her skin.
Oh, my God. Short little, coif-headed. So, who do we think's going to win this match?
I don't know, probably Team Johnny.
Yeah, I'm thinking Team Johnny too, just because, I mean, it would be really nice to see Team Teddy win, like the underdog and stuff like that, but it's just, I just see Team Johnny doing something bad and kind of keeping it going for a little while. As much as I don't like Laurinaitis' character, I understand the method to the madness. He's just a very good heel, and he's needed on Raw.
Absolutely.
You need him on Raw.
Just to keep it entertaining.
Yeah, because I can't see Teddy Long coming out every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Hey, player,
over and over again for like 3 hours. Nah, sorry, not doing it.
You need the controversy once in a while.
Absolutely. This match, I'm really looking forward to. Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show. Just because Cody Rhodes is so much better than people give him credit for.
Oh, he's great.
Between the disaster kick and then that spinning neck breaker that he does, I mean, he's got talent. Right. I mean, he's charismatic. I don't like this gimmick for him that much. I like him better as like a face, but I think he's a really good Intercontinental Champion. And like, Big Show can like put him over. You know, it'll be like kind of like an Andre the Giant versus like, I don't know, Ultimate Warrior match where he kind of like makes the guy a little bit, but let's just say for the record, we're not putting Cody Rhodes in the same league as the Ultimate Warrior, because Cody Rhodes could wrestle a freaking circle around him. as far as star power, yeah, he's not in Ultimate Warrior star power league yet, but he's a much better wrestler. Though. Yeah. So what do we think here?
I mean, he's a great wrestler, but wrong guy to face. I mean, The Big Show, let's face it, he's not what he used to be. I mean, he doesn't really, like, the last long in matches. So, I mean, he's, like, kind of doofy in a way.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, like, a 7 or 8 minute match.
Maybe less, maybe 5, because that stupid punch that he does, that not, what was that called?
Yeah, what's it called, Weapon of Mass Destruction.
Like, come on, after a while,
WMD.
He's going away from the choke slam. He's using that all the time, and he always finds a way to lose, so.
Yeah.
I mean, his gimmick, you could tell, he's like washed up and looks like he's on his way out.
I mean, the same thing happened to Andre the Giant, so to speak. I mean, the whole entire 80s was he was down on like a kind of a downslope and he was just like putting guys over.
Right.
You know, he helped make Hogan what he was, and like, again, that win over Ultimate Warrior, when Ultimate Warrior had on him, like, you know, kind of cemented him and stuff like that. So this could kind of be the match that really like captivates Cody Rhodes and puts him in a higher level.
Right.
Because, I mean, the Intercontinental title, like, division right now is just completely boring. Who else is he going to wrestle?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess you got to point it. But he is, he's up and coming as, you know, as a star, and, like, he's one of the, you know, wrestling's best right now.
Absolutely. Like, I would definitely put him, like, in the top five in WWE right now. Just as far as, like, his ability to grow.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's got it.
All right. So, I think Cody Rhodes is going to win this one. What do you think?
I agree. I go Cody Rhodes.
Even though I don't think Big Show has ever held the Intercontinental title. I don't remember him holding the Intercontinental title. So, I mean, that would be kind of be bittersweet for him to win. So, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, speaking of another one that's kind of hard to call, Daniel Bryan, World Heavyweight Champion versus Sheamus. I mean, this is going to be an awesome match. This is like, I'm not too happy about the first bottom four matches in the card, but like after that, the last four, I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah.
So like, Sheamus is on fire lately.
Yeah.
He still needs a tan, but he's on fire. And like Daniel Bryan's one of the best workers in the company.
Absolutely.
This whole AJ thing and him like, you know, cheating to win, I don't think he needs to do it.
Yeah.
I think if they have a straight wrestling match, this will be great.
Absolutely. I think he'll win somehow. You know, maybe by, I don't know if it's a submission or maybe a disqualification.
I'm hoping there's no DQs.
Yeah, like, I hate, too,
especially like
maybe a roll up or something like
that. Something like that. Yeah. You know, like a sneaky roll up or something like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's like TNA has been doing this quite often where they'll have DQs and pay-per-views. Right, and to me, right. It's like, fans don't want that. Fans want a clean finish.
Absolutely.
Especially even if the guy cheats, they want
a win like this.
Yeah, they want a 1-2-3, you know? So, I think Sheamus is going to push Daniel Bryan to his limit.
Right.
And I think AJ is going to get involved some way or another. And, you know, Daniel Bryan is going to end up retaining the title.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
I think, as of right now, I think Punk, they want Punk and Bryan as, like, those two champions, because they represent, like, the future of the company.
Absolutely.
These are two guys that aren't on steroids.
Right.
They're two hard workers that that will do, like, whatever they have to do to keep the belt. And that's, like, kind of the reputation, like, the WWE wants to keep.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to have those guys up front. All right, so now the next match. I mean, this is one, I mean, I'm a huge CM Punk guy. Right. I think he's a great wrestler, but, I mean, before CM Punk, who did you
report? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jericho. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, who, this is, like, this is a match that could easily go 25 minutes.
Absolutely.
And it's so impossible to call. Because if he wins, I mean, what does this say about Jericho? Like, does Jericho stick around? Is he going
to
be around for a
Jericho
while?
I see Jericho winning this one, to be honest with you.
I would love to see him win it just because I think it would open the door.
And I could see him hold on to it for a while and have a feud between him and Punk.
And it would
be great. It'd be great for the Raw, be great, you know, great television.
Absolutely. Because, too, think of it this way. If Punk loses to Jericho, and Jericho's champion, Punk doesn't really lose any momentum.
Right.
Because he'll get more mic time, and he'll still be able to, like, be chasing the belt, and he'll still be pertinent. If Jericho loses this match, Punk's been talking...
Where does he go from there?
Yeah, where does he go from here?
The story will kind of get...
The story will be dead.
Yeah.
You know, and Punk's been talking for months about how he's better than Jericho.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so it's like he just proved it, and now Jericho goes where? He doesn't...
Yeah.
We don't know. So... I think this is going to be a great match. We haven't really seen Jericho
go. This one's going to go down to the wire. I hate to say it, but I kind of do see like maybe a disqualification happening here. Somehow, some way. I don't know. Maybe somebody getting involved.
I'm hoping nobody gets involved. I would love to see a clean finish here. So, we know there's not going to be a clean finish in this one. Undertaker with significantly less hair.
Yeah, he's bald. He's a bald bastard. You're bald. Fuck, take that hood off.
Versus Triple H, who doesn't have any hair problems, and Shawn Michaels as guest referee. This is going to be a beast of a match.
Yeah, well, it's going to be great. Hell in a
Cell.
Hell in a Cell,
yeah.
The Devil's Playground.
So what do we think here?
Oh, man. I see Taker taking it. You know, I mean, he can't lose.
Yeah.
You
know, I see it, too. I mean, but he hasn't wrestled in a year.
Yeah, but...
Can he still go?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. He looked good in the last match against Triple H, but towards the end, I mean, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's like the wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. If, like, when he went up to the top rope to do, like, the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The old school.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, oh, man. Like, I was legitimately worried about him.
Right.
And at the end of the match, that wasn't a joke. He was legitimately exhausted.
Yeah. Well.
You know, Triple H could have went out and, like, rode the elliptical for a half hour after that, and then he would have made another baby. You know, like, the guy's in phenomenal shape. So...
And I think it's going to come, like, this one would definitely be a disqualification. I think Michaels ends up screwing Triple H somehow.
You think so?
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting.
I'm better than you, Hunter! Or something like that.
I think, like, if that does happen, that kind of sets the scene for, like, one more, like, Undertaker-Shawn Michaels match.
I don't know.
Maybe
I hate
next
to say
year.
I think Taker's done after this.
Yeah? I think maybe he's got one more.
One more?
And I think
that
one more...
You know, the even 20?
I think so, too. But, I mean... So. I don't know. Anything can happen. This is going to be a long match. This is going to be a half-hour match.
Yeah,
and the thing is, there's going to be a lot of ring psychology early on. There's going to be a lot of looking at the crowd and playing to the crowd and stuff.
A lot of, like, you know, a lot of poses and stuff like that.
I really want to see what happens. I mean, I don't see... I see this get going to, like, the top of the cage and stuff like that, but I don't see anybody pulling any crazy shit.
Man, like, him and, like, Undertaker and Foley, that would be awesome.
I mean, I don't see either
don't
one
see
of those
it.
Guys falling off the top.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. But, I mean, this is going to be pretty, I think this is going to
be
bloody,
hard
too.
Owen Hart cage match, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not going to be a technical showcase. No way. There's going to be a sledgehammer involved. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. So, we'll see.
Hey, this, you know. Somebody's soul is definitely going to be on the line.
Oh, absolutely. All right, speaking of souls, we got the soul of the WWE, John Cena, versus the soul of the Attitude Era, The Rock. I mean, honestly...
I'll be honest, I think this is the most overrated match.
I just keep thinking about it, and I can't seem to shake the fact that... What day is WrestleMania this year?
April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
It just feels like this is a big joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Like, if this actually does happen, if The Rock wins, it doesn't hurt Cena.
Yeah.
Because Cena's staying. And if The Rock wins, if Cena wins, then The Rock's kind of done.
Well, so he's going to make Tooth Fairy 6.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy 6 and G.I. Joe 20. Yeah. And I mean, they tried to build this up over a year, and they just didn't do it the right way.
Right.
You know, it's, again, the promo at the end of Raw this week was kind of like, oh, I've got to win, blah, blah, blah. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so you care about this match? Haven't you been saying you cared about this match for a year? That's the most important thing.
Too, like, kind of faded out. They had, like, concerts and stuff. I mean, his part, like, The Rock's, it seemed like when The Rock was away, like, out of the ring, he was funny. Then when he gets in the ring, it was like, all right, really, that's it?
I just don't know what's going to happen here.
No.
I mean, that's entertaining in itself.
Right.
But I don't know if I care who wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, The Rock versus Hogan?
I'm sorry, like, WrestleMania, like, the main event should be a championship match.
Yeah.
You know, this is more like, all right, 3-year-olds versus adults, you know? And John Cena, like, 3-year-olds rooting for him and, like, adults rooting for The Rock.
I mean, I loved when Cena came out the other night, like, a couple weeks ago, and he was rapping, and he came out to his old...
was old school.
But that's not gonna... He's gonna come out, and he's gonna be, you know,
yeah, that old serious shit.
He's gonna be the Boy Scout, you know? Yeah. And I'm not a fan of that John Cena.
Nah, that's retarded.
That's not, like, the type of wrestling that I got hooked on.
Yeah.
You know, and I love what The Rock is all about. The Rock is just... He's a complete egomaniac.
He's great on the mic. He's a great entertainer. And he can flat out go.
But again, like I said before, it's just like, it's not that I'm not, that I don't think it's going to be a good match, but I just don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't really,
I don't care who wins
really
this match.
It doesn't really hype me up to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not really that excited.
Mm-hmm. Like CM Punk and Jericho,
as a matter of fact,
they
should have the Undertaker Triple H match be the main event instead.
I would rather have that. See, that's the thing. That's why I'm thinking that it's not the Undertaker's last match. Because I feel like, as much as a prick Vince McMahon is, like, that people say he is anyway,
yeah.
I don't know the man. I think that if this was really Taker's last match, that it would be the last match in WrestleMania. Just as, a kind of, like, a going away present, like a show of respect.
Right.
Because, I mean, think about it. That guy's done more for, like, the company, and he's been with the company through
he's
thick
a veteran,
and thin.
You know, they all go to him, you know, for advice and stuff like that. He's the general.
Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, all in all, I think the first hour and a half of this show is going to be pretty boring.
Yeah.
And unless another match is scheduled. I mean, 8 matches right now. I've seen WrestleMania cards with like 9 or 10 matches.
Who might show up.
I'm hoping they have somebody interesting show up or just something interesting happen. I would love a tag match. Even if they have a tag match open up, like if they bring back a tag team or they have something happen.
See, like with the whole alcohol gimmick going on between Jericho and the Punk.
Yeah.
I want to see Stone Cold come out out of nowhere and be like, listen up, you raggedy son of a bitch. You say you don't drink, you don't do drugs, we'll have a goddamn beer! And then he stuns CM Punk in the middle of the ring, and then
that'd
he
be awesome.
You got the beer truck coming out.
And honestly, that might be a good, to be totally honest, I mean...
Bring some entertainment
CM Punk has mentioned before in interviews that he would love to wrestle Stone Cold.
Yeah.
So think about it. Imagine if Stone Cold comes out and costs CM Punk the match, and then... Stone Cold, too, has said in interviews that he feels like he's got one more angle left in him.
Yeah,
imagine if that's the way he goes out.
Absolutely.
CM Punk versus Stone Cold, and now you got Jericho as champion.
Yeah.
So now Jericho can kind of, I would have Jericho versus Dolph Ziggler or something like
that. Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, that would be an excellent match, and then that would bring Ziggler
maybe
back up
Rhodes,
to where he needs to
you know,
be.
The young, up-and-coming...
Yeah, of Cody Rhodes.
Upcoming star.
Absolutely. Just
Jericho,
something. You know. Just spicing things up.
Yeah.
It feels like the same people have the belt all the
time.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I'm really happy that like Cena hasn't had the belt in like a year.
Yeah.
Even when Del Rio won it and I wasn't happy, I was just happy that somebody else besides Cena had it.
Right.
And let them at least develop somebody else. So, and I think Del Rio proved that he's not quite ready to be world champion. But, I mean, like I said before, I'm not looking forward to the first half of WrestleMania.
Yeah,
but the last half should be interesting at least.
Yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. So it should be fun.
All right, guys, so...
it's a second half, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. For Nick Valenti, this is Patrick Hickey Jr., ReviewFix.com, and we'll catch you later.
Enjoy.